Good evening. We're up to Simon Tofmem Hesiv Base. The halachas of Biur Chametz. How to do Biur Chametz, how to perform Biur Chametz. We said that ideally you've got to burn it. More on this now. Im Nosnalein Yehudi. Are you mekayim at all the mitzvah of Biur Chametz by giving the Chametz to a goy? We know you've got to burn it. If you can't burn it, you can make crumbs out of it. We learned you can chuck it in the water, in the river. Okay, that's a Biur Chametz. Are you fulfilling the mitzvah by giving it to a goy? Yeah, but I'm talking about properly eternal sale.
Forget the selling it.
No, you're selling it, but you're not actually going to buy it back after Pesach. Leaving out this part. You see that it is Biur Chametz or not? Yeah, just not to confuse, because in our minds, then it's as if we're going to... Yeah, but you're right, in real terms, it shouldn't make a difference. Machlokas? All right, okay, that's an easy way out. Yeah, okay, it could be. And then are you mekayim? I agree, for sure you're not over on Baliwa Baliyamotze, but my question is as to whether you're actually mekayim mitzvah tash, how you're actually doing Biur Chametz. Sure, you're not over Baliwa Baliyamotze, but says Shulchan Aruch Ziv Beis, Im Nesonu Len Yehudi, if you're giving the Chametz to any Yehudi to Goy, Koidem Shah Shishis before Chatzos, before midday on Erev Pesach. Eino Tzorich Levaya. You do not need to Mevaya. You do not need to, you don't need to do Biur. Let's let him speak for a minute. Yeah, you're touching on, continues the Shulchan Aruch Vim Sofer Koidem Shah Shishis. But if you are burning it before Chatzos, Harizemuta Leino is Mepchom Shaloi. If you burnt it before Chatzos, then you can. That's interesting as well. If you burnt it in the morning, can you use the ashes and the burnt coals, kind of? Can you use that on Pesach? Say, for example, that you've got a bit of burnt bread. You put that in the oven. Yeah. Would that be okay or not? It is ex chometz. Therefore, you wouldn't be able to, because you're actually nene from chametz. Okay, let's see. And if it is completely burnt, through and through, what would you say then?
Oh,
so okay, let's see what Shulchan Aruch says. If you burnt it before the sixth hour, you are allowed to have hana and benefit from the ashes from Pesach HaPesach on Pesach. But if you burnt it after Chatzos on Erev Pesach, if you burnt it after midday on Erev Pesach, since at one point it was also behana, you should have burnt it before Chatzos. You didn't. You waited until it became also. Therefore, since at one point this chometz was genuinely also behana, it was genuinely something which was also already, you should have burnt it before midday. You failed. You waited until after, so it became also. And the fact that you burnt it now doesn't help, and it's still the whole unit, the whole chometz, although you burnt it already, remains also behana. You cannot put it in the oven. You cannot cook with it. What happens with the following scenario? You had chometz, and you delayed it, and you didn't burn it in its right time. You only burnt it after Chatzos. You've got those ashes now. We said you cannot use those ashes and those coals. You can't use it. I hear that. What happens if I did use it? I took those coals, which only became coals after Zman Isuroi, and I baked matzahs with it. Are the matzahs also yes or no? You hear the shaila? I understand I shouldn't have pushed off so long. I understand I shouldn't have waited. I understand I should have burnt the chometz in the morning. I didn't. All right, I didn't. I only burnt it after chatzos. And now, in order to make, some people want to bake on Erev Pesach. It's a nice chomer to bake on matzahs on Erev Pesach. Some people have the minhag to bake. It's very nice, very nice. So it's choshev to have matzahs that. So let's say this yid was very much. He wasn't makbid on Biur Chometz. He waited until it was over on you know, Tashbis. But he baked his matzahs on Erev Pesach. Yeah. So now, and those matzahs are baked through the ashes of chametz. I'd like to know if their matzahs become osur or not. But you know, what do you say? It is a problem. Yeah. Here's the problem. Look at that. I wouldn't have guessed. You're right. I wouldn't have guessed so. But yes. If you cooked or baked, that pas doesn't mean pas. It means that matzah, whatever it may have been, for oisa tafshan, that cooked item, hasurim behano, you may not derive benefit, as Binyamin Yaakov said, you're not allowed to derive any benefit from it. It's taka also. The ashes become itself in their own right, intrinsically also. Since you've burnt it and you created the ashes after you became also Behano. Here, it's a big chumrah that. It's hard to understand. Why, Binyamin, did you feel that? You're right, but how do you understand it? Is it Hano? It's very indirect. So it's the ashes that become also, and I baked with those ashes. The matzah should become also now. I think it's very far-fetched. You're right, Lamaisa, you're right. I think it's very far-fetched. What do you tie now? I think it's mamash achidish. No, but most do, and that's how we paskin. Yeah, it's a bit of a controversy, but the controversy is not because of what I'm raising; it's for a slightly different reason. The controversy is because of zev is a goyim, slightly different point. The ma'aseh u'machnu bi'alach also holds very strongly of the opinion of the that we just said now. Do you hear? I think it's a chiddush. The ashes of burnt chametz was burnt after chatzos. Those ashes, if you bake something with those ashes, that baked item becomes also. You can't eat those matzahs.
Is that because of the chumrah of the
Pesach? No, it's because it came from something which is also bound. No, I think it's a big chiddush. Now, are you allowed to give, Mishnah Berurah over here discusses, just in time, are you allowed to give the leftover chametz? You know, the goiter comes, the cleaner comes on Erev Pesach to finish off, yeah? Let's say you're lucky enough to get it to come on Erev Pesach, and then you suddenly find another box of cereals there, or you just overestimated how much your family is going to eat, and you got leftovers. Oh, well, hold on. Yeah, I want to go there. And she comes and she cleans, and then you say, here, would you like some... you go to comes, and as she walks out, you see, you know, you want to give her the box of cereals. Me give cereal to you. Me give cereal to you. And then she says, yeah. And then she says, me not charge, give free. And then she says, oh, good. And then you give cereal, and then you give, you give a box of cereals, and you give another box of, you give leftovers, the cakes, the biscuits, leftovers. I said, very good. Thank you. And then she points to the Kosher Pesach things. Me also take this. So no, that's not. So the Shani is, are you okay to do that? Can you give? Now you know very well that she's going to walk out with it and she will not eat it before Pesach. So it's fine. Okay. Does everybody agree with that? You've done a mechira before, but the mechira isn't. Yes, why are you saying that?
Is the mechira catch? Is the things that you didn't.
Good. No, the answer is the mechira will only catch things that are in those set places when the Zman Issah kicks in.
So
that's not part of the mechira, correct? That's not part of the mechira. Right, so one second, two more scenarios. What happens if you say to her, okay, me pay you not £15 today, me not pay you £15, me pay you £10 and take this and this and this. Me only pay £10. And he said, no. You pay £15, you pay £12, and me take all this. And then it's okay, you make a pshaw, you go for £12. Is that okay? Because why is this different? Because in this instance now, you're getting money for the box of cereals, and it's... Oh, you're saying that it's all fine because it's money. Good. Well, let's move on. What happens if it's not actually... If you ran late, you suddenly chapped. Oh, no. The man Hashem, we're running late. And she's still here, and she's just about to walk out. It's after Zman Issa. And you tell her, okay, you take this and go quick. And then he said, okay. And now, you say, instead of 15 pounds, say 12 pounds. Should have been 15 pounds? Yeah, because she was there for 5 hours. So make the cheshbon. you know, yeah. she was there for, you really meant to pay her 15 pounds. Now you give her 12 pounds plus this box of cereals and the biscuits and the cakes. Is that okay or not? That's the problem. Why? Because now you're getting an offer from it. So Abba Issa, are we agreeing that the threshold is Zman Issa? If it's Lach Zman Issa, you can't derive any benefit from that. And if it's before Zman Issa, you can. Is that what you're saying? Yeah. Mishnah Berurah Sif Kotn Tes. Le'eini Yudi Koidem. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Ve'also liten le'avdei v'shifchos le'nochim shemezenoi sevalo. Okay, that's a slightly different point, David. That's the opeir. That's the guy that really you're obligated to look after. You have to look after them. So the opeir, for instance, that's a good child. What about a goisha? Yeah, how do you deal with a goisha? They had chometz over Pesach. How does it work? They had chometz. So let's talk about that for a minute. Is that okay for them to have what? So would you give them erev Pesach? You'd give them all the leftovers. That's a good shaila. And therefore, yeah.
Just wondering, they can go and get their own.
They can get their own,
yeah. You just have to supply them, but what they go and buy with the money?
So I say you don't pay them the full amount that week. Normally you'd pay them, what's the South African currency?
Right.
So you don't pay them the how much you get a full week? 5? How much do you get a full month? 5, man. Yeah, okay. So you don't give them the full amount. You give them only you give them half of that, and you give them the leftover chometz, because ultimately the money is for them to buy the food. So you give them less. You decrease on their wages, but you give them chometz. Would that be okay? So that's what Mishnah Berurah says. But also litan avdish v'chosse nochim shemizanoi savalov. That you can't do. That you can't do. Then it's totally fine. It's no problem at all. If it's after Zman Issa, that's what the problem would be. Hello, koydim haPesach pariyah loy mashem chuyuv loy. Before Pesach, you can pay them with anything. Before Pesach, you can give them. You can pay them instead of the whole week's wage. You can give them boxes and boxes of cereals and cakes and biscuits. It's still fine. Why? Because it's before Zman Issa. After Zman Issa, kshavu Pesach enu mechuyuv loy mizenu yisov. Shavu kapor. After what happens after after Pesach kicks in, it's not your business. That's what the Mishnah Berurah paskens. Now, Mishnah Berurah Sif Kotn Yud goes back to giving the chometz to a goy. In if you're not paying them, you're still giving it to the goy. So, Mishnah Berurah Sif Kotn Yud says, "En tzorich leva, who mikol makom nevertheless, nochein linoik. It is right and proper. Sheloi lehoitzi kol chametzoy anisha loy benesinosoy leakum. It is good and proper not to get rid of all the chometz by giving it to the goy." Rabbi said this is important. It's important not to remove and get rid of all the chometz by just giving it to the goy. But rather, lekayim mitzvah shposse b'shal shishis b'pirurim shemeniach lesofim. Rather, to mekayim the mitzvah of seifas chometz, and that's the way to get rid of the chometz. Shapirurim nishposim v'oibniyam v'lominichim eino oivah bali roya. So you should burn it, and what the leftovers, the crumbs, anywhere not over on. Laniach mechametzah lo kalapochas kezayis lekayim mitzvah tashpisa ketikuno. But you should burn at least one kezayis in order to fulfill the mitzvah tashpisa properly. Rabbi said there's a very strong diuk over here. It's not the diuk. It's black and white, basically. As to where with our initial shaila earlier, are you mekayim mitzvah tashpisu? Are you mekayim mitzvah of tashpisu of biyur chometz by giving it to the goy or not? It's explicit in this Mishnah Berurah. Absolutely, you're not. He says, don't give it of all the chometz and giving all to the goy. Make sure you're burning at least the kezayis. Why? Yeah, so he is referring to, what is it, doesn't see, He says that you don't need to. He says you don't need to. You do not need to be mevayeh this chometz. Yeah, but no, you don't need to. But it doesn't mean to exclude the fact you did a bio elsewhere. So what the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us, so I understand, that this chometz you have given, you're fine. You're not over on bali roeh bali motzeh. You're not over on. You haven't done anything wrong by giving it to the goy. But still do remember that note that you still need to make a bi'ur chametz elsewhere. I mean, yeah, because you could have even thought that maybe you're mevatel bi'udayim mitzvah tashbisu. You've got chametz over here and you're not mekayim tashbisu. You're just getting rid of it in order to avoid mitzvah tashbisu. Your Shulchan Aruch is teaching, no, it's okay, you can do that. But do make sure you do bi'ur chametz elsewhere. I think that's pshat. It bothered me as well. So by say, so we've got to make sure that you've got to have kezayis. Also interesting is what he says about kezayis. You need to have a kezayis. So, depends a bit on the crumbs on Erev Pesach. Let's say you measured it just right on Erev Pesach. You have no more boxes of cereals, and you know what? All the long lokshen and the spaghetti and the pasta and all the chametz gomel that you have, the rolls, the baguettes, everything you give it, everything is non-existent anymore. But all you have is the 10 pieces of last night, B'dikas Chometz. Here the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah points out, if you take those 10, and they're all literally crumbs, just wrapped up in layers and layers and layers of silver foil, but really they're crumbs, 10 crumbs. Are you okay or not okay like that? You're not okay, why not? You need to have kezayis. In fact, I don't even know if they're metzarif or not. Where do you see? Why? Yeah, you're right. It sounds like each of them needs to be a kezayis. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, good point. So it sounds like you've got to make sure you've got kezayisim. I don't know if it's b'chazanish kezayisim, probably not. Yeah, but you've got to make sure that it's not literal crumbs, like 10 little tiny crumbs wrapped up in layinism. That's not good enough.
Once you've got a kezayis, though, does tashbisu... Is there any limit to the point at which Baal Tashbis might kick in?
Very, very good shayla. That's such a good shayla.
Baal
Tashbis, very good question. Rabbi said this is a very good question. Does it come to a point that you're going to be... Of course, we understand him, it's Tashbisu. And obviously, it is a Bi'ur Chometz. But the Baal's question is, what happens... Does it come to a point that you're doing Baal Tashbis? That you're just doing... You're burning... bags and bags and bags of stuff, and it all becomes to Baal Tashchis. And added to that, very much, so you would not ask your question if there would be no Mechira. Agree to that? Or would you still ask? Let's say you don't sell to the guy anything. Would you still ask your question or not?
Yeah.
You'd still ask the question? Why? Explain. What would you do with it?
Let's say you've done your Mechira.
Okay, Mechira. Based on
Mechir. And you've got more kebetzim than you can...
So what would you do with it? So what are you going to say? What would you do with it? There's a bali or a bali motza in 5 minutes.
It's giving it to a goy better than doing...
It's a brilliant question. So I want to just clarify that your question is based on the fact...
Rather than kind of enhanced relations, the Tikkun Olam, they haven't really done very much. But you have.
You're not even bali or bali motza. You may have done a tashbisu. You may not have done a tashbisu, as we just discussed, but you have made sure you know even bali or bali motz in 5 minutes. Okay, so... Very good. Yes, good point. Yeah, so I absolutely agree with Feingold, because I did ask this question a couple of years ago at the Gates thereof, and asked him, surely comes to a point that it's Baal Tashchis. You know how much you don't need. Okay, so you burn. You've done your tashbisu. You've done your bi'ur chametz. But then, how much else comes to a point that really you could just put it with a mechira? You could. So he told me that no. I'm almost in line with what you're saying. That no, there is no such thing as bal tashchis when it comes to a mitzvah. This is the mitzvah to burn chametz. He's one second. He says that this is a mitzvah to burn chametz. So it's true, we have an alternative now. We have an alternative by potentially selling it to the goy. Although not everybody agrees you can sell chametz gomel, but I'm not going to go into that now. But even if you can sell chametz gomel, you know, it's still a mitzvah to burn chametz. It doesn't say anywhere that you only mekayim the mitzvah by the first kezayis. So you only mekayim the mitzvah. No, the more you burn, the more mitzvah you mekayim. and therefore there is no problem of Baal Tashchis. There's no problem of Baal Tashchis. So, but your raya is very good raya, but the Siyel HaZozel is very good. Don't say anyway, you should try to get a smaller pair of Lashem and HaZozel, the smaller one, in order not to. It's a good raya. If there's a mitzvah to burn, then it's not Baal Tashchis. That's what Gates Dov answered. It makes a lot of sense as well.
What about the other way around? Then it's better to burn than to go to the
void. You do, the boy you found.
Every single bit that you burn. So, fuck it, let me get as much comments as I can.
Yeah. So you're talking about chametz gomo. What are you talking about? The things that we are selling to the goy generally is not chametz. What are we going to put with the goy's items? So if you're referring to non chametz, then there's no bil chametz with that. And if you're referring to chametz gomo, perhaps yes. Perhaps it's like a greater mitzvah. But chomer never expected you to make such a big financial loss. If it's a few hundred pounds worth of chomer you're burning, so chomer said, no, you don't have to go that far. You can easily sell it. It's perfectly legal and perfectly okay to sell the chomer. So you can do that as well. But as to whether it is an additional mitzvah to burn it, could be there is. Could be there is. Yeah, we'll speak about that. That's the next Sif. It's the next Sif. Sif Gimel. We'll discuss that. That very point. A human can be Sif Gimel. I'm putting in a skip. That's going to be Sif Gimel. Hope to, we might not get to it tonight, but we'll get to it. So that's that. I want to say that nowadays very easy, right? In England especially, it's so easy to do Bia Chometz. You go to the back garden and you do Bia Chometz and that's it. I don't know, was everybody brought up here? Because in Switzerland, you can't. People brought up in flats. Well, no, nobody flats, no. So what we had, we couldn't burn chametz. Obviously, can't burn chametz in flats. So what we did is in shul, outside the shul in the Egeh, there was this very big, a huge, oversized kind of metal container. And you need to get permission from the council. It's a story and a half as well. In Switzerland, you can imagine, right? So you need to write, and then for like 1 hour, 1.5 hours, for very limited time, I don't know what it's like nowadays, but for limited time, everybody bought the chametz, and you put it in there, and you burn the chametz. That was it. That was it. It's not so posh, because why is it better the way we do nowadays? Why is it better? There's one thing. Exactly. It's yours. It's yours. Yeah, but over there, it comes to a point that it's hefka. It might be hefka before it burns. It's not your fire. It's not your. It's probably you're probably mafkid before. It's very hard for you to retrieve it. Even if there's no fire there, you're probably not going to retrieve it. So it's probably lemaisa. It's an element of being mafkid. Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, but that's shutfus. That's a genuine shutfus.
He's the boss.
Yeah. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yudalef Taka says that Achen Amina Glasses Lemedu Bifnei Atzma Afilu B'Shoah Chameshes Kedei Shelo Yavu La'Akel Gam B'Shoah Shishis For Nagin Lisrof Oseh B'Chotzev Lo Bekira. The Minig is to burn it in a courtyard in a kira. So that's also something. The Minig is not to have any benefit from it. Don't barbecue over it. That's what Mishnah Berurah seems to point out. Don't barbecue. Don't, if you anyway want to like get some. What else? You want to heat up your lunch, you know, it's still, you know, don't do it over there. That's what Mishnah says, the minig is to just burn it in the courtyard, in the garden, and not to derive any benefit from the fire. It's interesting, Mishnah. Yeah. They do as well, yeah. Yeah, they do, yeah. Yeah. So that's that, but... yeah, okay, so just to summarize what we learned this evening, we discussed the halachas of getting rid of the chametz to the goy before Shah Shishis is perfectly acceptable, even if you know they're not going to eat it immediately. Nevertheless, it's totally fine. Whether you get money for it, you don't get money for you, if that's your wage, the way you're paying to the goy, that's everything is perfectly in order to do that. But once the Issa Shah Shishis kicks in, then you cannot pay wages through that. Can I have any benefit from getting rid of the chametz after Zman Isurei? Shulchan Aruch goes that far and says that if you're burning something, if the ashes are used for the fire, which you're going to make matzahs with it, or any other item with it, the food item becomes also through the ashes, which is a fascinating chiddush. I think it's quite a big chiddush. We also discussed the halacha that that Mishnah Berurah Sifkot, very important Mishnah Berurah, that you can't just get rid of all the chametz by giving it to the goy. You have to do bi'ur chametz. There's an element of there's a mitzvah of burning the chametz. You're not mekamitz tashpis by giving it to the goy. That's the Mishnah Berurah seems to paskin. That's the shtikla machloikis, but that's the Mishnah Berurah paskins. You're not mekam bi'ur chametz by giving it to the goy. And then we finally discussed the meaning is not of any benefit from the fire at all. All right, okay, wish you good evening. More on this topic, especially up Gideon's point tomorrow, Beis Hashem.